Window to the World, newsletter of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Summer 2016, Volume 19, Number 1. Ruth Hemphill, Editor. 403 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37243. Phone 615-741-3915 or 800-342-3308. Fax 615-532-8856. Email tlbph.tsla@tn.gov. Website https://sos.tn.gov/tsla/lbph. Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped staff. We know most of you do not have an opportunity to visit the staff of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, TLBPH, in downtown Nashville, so we thought we would share a recent group picture. The photo caption, front row, on floor, Timothy Heimbach, intern, Jerry Kleinard, library assistant, second row, seated, Kathy Bale, reader advisor, Amy Tangerstrom, reader advisor, Aaron Savage, reader advisor, Ron Gross, materials handler, third row, standing, Bill Kirby, machines associate, Carmelita Esau, computer specialist, Clayton Altum, assistant director, Maria Sosher, director, Heather Foch, computer access specialist, Deborah Puckett, administrative assistant, Annette Hadley, reader advisor, Ruth Hemphill, outreach librarian. Currency reader available. Just a reminder to everyone who has difficulty identifying their currency that free currency readers are available from the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing, BEP. These currency readers can identify any U.S. currency, including $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, $50, or $100 bills. You may have noticed the large high contrast numerals on newer bills. This is to assist people with low vision in identifying their currency. These bills will continue to circulate for some time to come, but eventually all currency will have raised tactile features to make money identifiable to people who are blind. The first note to include a raised tactile feature will be the $10 bill. If you have a smartphone, the BEP is also providing free apps that identify U.S. currency for both iOS and Android. The iNote app for the iOS platform is available from the Apple App Store. The Ideal Currency Identifier operates on the Android platform and is available in the Google Play Store. Applications for the currency reader in both English and Spanish are available on the BEP website at http://www.bep.gov/uscurrencyreaderpgm.html. Or call the library at 800-342-3308 to request that an application be sent to you. One of the items on the application is, applicant is currently a registered patron of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Be sure to check the box for yes if you are currently registered with TLBPH, as that also makes you a patron of the National Library Service. When you mail your application to BEP, be sure to put a stamp on the envelope, as BEP is not authorized to receive free matter mail. Digital player troubleshooting. 1. Resetting your player. Has the digital talking book player you borrowed from the library suddenly stopped working? Before doing anything, check whether the speaker is working by listening to a book through headphones or earbuds. If you can hear the book that way, the speaker is defective. The player will need to be returned to the library for replacement. Call the library to request a replacement player and return the non-working one via free matter mail through the U.S. Postal Service. However, if the speaker is still working, perhaps the system inside the player needs to be reset. There are two ways to do this. First, try holding the round red power button down firmly for 7 seconds. A reset beep will be heard. If this does not work, the player may need a hard reset. Unfortunately, a hard reset will erase your profile, meaning any bookmarks you may have set if you have a DA1 player will be erased. In addition, any memory the player has of where you stopped reading a book or whether you have read the book before will also be erased. This memory may be why you sometimes receive the message, "End of book," when you first place a cartridge in the player. If you have read the book before on that player, it will remember until the player is reset. In order to do a hard reset on your player, turn the player off by pressing the round red power button to turn the player off. After turning the player off, press and hold down the tone up, speed up, and volume up buttons simultaneously, all of the triangular buttons that point toward the back of the player. And at the same time, press the round red power button again. This resets all of the buttons to their original settings from the factory. 2. Changing the verbosity of your player. After using the player for a while, perhaps you're tired of hearing it say volume up or tone up every time you press those buttons. Or maybe you don't want to hear it say forward or back each time you press those buttons. You can change the verbosity, wordiness of your player. To do this, remove any cartridge that may be in the player. Then just press and hold the fast forward button and speed down button simultaneously for 2 seconds. You should hear a message saying reduced verbosity to confirm that some of the verbosity has been turned off. In order to change player back to normal verbosity, just hold down the fast forward and speed up buttons simultaneously for 2 seconds. You should hear a message saying normal verbosity to confirm that the verbosity has been restored to the player's original setting. Any replacement player that is sent from the library will be sent to you in normal verbosity. Thanks for survey participation. The last issue of Window to the World included a patron satisfaction survey. Thanks to all of you who responded to the survey. We have noticed that some of you have included book requests and changes in reading interest in the comments section of the survey. Unfortunately, since this is supposed to be an anonymous survey, there is not a place for you to include your name and address. Without your name and address, we cannot process those requests. Tennessee Voter Information Guide. Tennessee Secretary of State Trey Hargett's Division of Elections has produced a 2016 Tennessee Voter Information Guide, which includes a special section for voters with disabilities. It has information on how to check whether your voter registration is up to date, how to dedicate your vote to active duty military personnel and veterans, and what to do if your polling place is not accessible. The TLBPH has copies of this brochure in audio, braille, and standard print formats. Call your TLBPH reader advisor to order a copy. Staff picks. Bill Kirby, machines associate in the TLBPH circulation staff, like many of our patrons, loves to read westerns. He especially likes the Mountain Man series with Smoke Jensen as the main character by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. This series currently has 49 titles with at least three more to come. Bill has also read Johnstone's Preacher series, which is currently up to 22 titles. In keeping with his love of the Western genre, Bill also recommends any titles by Max Brand. TLBPH has both of the Johnstone series in audio and large print formats. Many of the Max Brand titles are also available in Braille, as well as audio and large print formats. Book Club. Did you know TLBPH has a book club for adults? It is held on Mondays once each quarter. It began in January of 2016 when we read and discussed Harper Lee's new book, Go Set a Watchman. Since then, we have read and discussed The Martian by Andy Weir and Live Your Best Life, A Treasury of Wisdom, Wit, Advice, Interviews, and Inspiration from O, the Oprah Magazine. We're trying to read a wide variety of books in the hopes of finding something appealing to many of you. In addition, you might just find something unexpected to read. There are two ways you may participate in this book club. You can come to TLBPH, which is located in the Tennessee State Library and Archives building at 403 7th Avenue North in Nashville, or you can participate by calling a toll-free telephone number. Notifications are sent to patrons by email, but if you don't have an email address and would still like to participate, call Ruth Hemphill at the library's toll-free telephone number, 800-342-3308, and she will make sure you are notified of the title chosen for the next book club meeting. More new magazines. In the winter 2016 issue of Window to the World, we told you about several new audio magazines that had become available to you from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, NLS, specifically AARP Magazine and Bulletin, O, the Oprah Magazine, and Rolling Stone. We have since learned that Audible, Inc. is generously providing NLS audio files of the New Yorker magazine for distribution to TLBPH patrons. These files include only selected materials from the print edition of this magazine, chosen by Audible, Inc. While the audio files do not include the entire contents of this magazine, which has 47 issues per year, it is still great content from a great magazine. In addition, more new magazines are becoming available to you through the efforts of various libraries for the blind and physically handicapped all over the United States. The recordings of these magazines have met NLS quality standards and will provide patrons with more reading options. They are Audubon, bi-monthly, Cowboys and Indians, monthly, Humpty Dumpty, bi-monthly, Missouri Conservationist, monthly, National Geographic Traveler, monthly, Oklahoma Today, bi-monthly, Playboy, monthly, 17, monthly, Smithsonian, monthly, Southern Living monthly, and Vital Speeches of the Day monthly. To subscribe to any of these magazines, contact your reader advisor at TLBPH. If you are a Bard user, you may also subscribe to and download these magazines on Bard. New and Notable Additions to the Library's Book Collections by Heather Foch and Aaron Savage. Crew of Hunters, Books 15 through 17 by Heather Graham, DB82879. Graham is back with all new mysteries of the Crew branch of the FBI that investigates the paranormal. Meg has gotten her license to work for the FBI. Brett and Lara are thrown into the Crew way of FBI work. And Diego's confronted with a case and memory from the past. Join the exciting ride-along tale of the spooky side of the FBI. Queen Bee's Quilt Mysteries by Sally Goldenbaum, DB and LP. When the town quilter stumbles onto a body in the local quilt shop, the queen bees drop their needles and begin to sew together a murder plot. Join this quirky group as they solve all the town mysteries and begin to see that quilters can embrace some excitement. A Full Life, Reflections at 90 by President Jimmy Carter, DB 83306, LP 17196. An intimate portrait of the 39th president as he looks back on his life at 90. This shows the human side of the man who is a born leader. Carter discusses his regrets, his accolades, and his life outside of Washington. Mike Hammer Books by Mickey Spillane, DB and LP. Readers are comparing Mickey Spillane to Dan Brown and Max Collins. Join the super sleuth, Private Eye Mike Hammer for edge of your seat mysteries with plot turns that will keep you guessing. Friday by Robert Heinlein, DB 83502, BR 05780. Friday's dystopian world will draw you in as the riddle of the identity of the one known as Boss. Part Charlie's Angels, part Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and all science fiction, readers will be ready for the next chapter of one of Heinlein's greatest novels. Etta May's Worst Bad Luck Day, Miss Julia, number 16, by Ann B. Ross, DB 83507, BR 21323. Ann Ross is back with witty comebacks and storylines that will remind you of home and keep you laughing all the way. Etta May has her eyes on a mansion and maids and anything but her trailer park life. But will her dream catch work out just as she had planned? Cold-Hearted Rake by Lisa Claypass, DB 83589, BR 21528. A steamy historical romance to add to any summer beach reads list. Set in London with all of the class expectations, Claypass asks, can a freshly minted earl truly turn around his life and be worthy a lady who has been left widowed with her own estate to tend? Close Your Eyes by Michael Robotham, DB 83917. A close call and a tragic mistake lead to a body pileup for Joseph O'Loughlin to sort through. Fans of fast-paced murder mysteries will love this thriller that will leave readers breathless until the last page. Not recommended for those not willing to read in one sitting. This publication was supported in whole or in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act as administered by the state of Tennessee. Window to the World is published quarterly by the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Tennessee State Library and Archives, Department of State. It is available in audio, braille, and online at http://sos.tn.gov/tsla/lbph. Please call the library at 800-342-3308 to request alternate formats. Administration and staff. The Honorable Trey Hargett, Secretary of State. Chuck Sherrill, State Librarian and Archivist. Maria Solcher, Director. Clayton Altum, Assistant Director. Ruth Hemphill, Outreach Librarian. Heather Foch, Computer Access Specialist. Carmelita Esau, Computer Specialist. Deborah Puckett, Administrative Assistant. Circulation and Repair Staff, Jerry Kleinard, Ron Gross, and Bill Kirby. Reader Advisors, Kathy Bell, Annette Hadley, Aaron Savage, and Amy Tangerstrom. In providing information to readers, the announcement of products and services should not be considered as endorsement or recommendation by the library. Narrated by Brooks Crowell at the Tennessee State Library and Archives, July 2016.